Calm Me Down. Everything is everything, y'all.
All right. Welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join me at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, State Senator Lena Taylor, who's a candidate for the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. Senator Taylor, I wanted to ask you, right now we're going through just an epidemic of, you know, of virus outbreaks in the city, and there are many who are saying this thing is not getting any better. Maybe the city needs to step in and do something that they did last year and require masks, and the business community needs to step up and mandate masks. If you're the mayor of the city of Milwaukee and going through what this city is going through right now, what would you suggest as the mayor to find a way to arrest what we know as a major outbreak?
So a couple of things that I think are challenging. We've not done a good job, and we're ramping it up now, of testing, and we haven't done a good job of tracing, so that we can connect, like, where outbreaks are happening. And we have refused, it seems, to do a consistent job of using our partners, whether it's our churches or our nonprofits, to be credible messengers out there encouraging people and giving people the education and information they need to change people's behavior. The truth of the matter is, we're not going to be able to mandate our way out of this. We're going to have to get the people who don't believe in the vaccine, who don't believe in the virus, we're going to have to get them more engaged, more informed, so that people will make some choices. As a mayor, if I need to put in a mandate because ultimately we deem that that is what is appropriate after having, of course, all of the facts presented in front of me, those are things that I'd be willing to do if it yields that. But I will tell you, I don't believe there's any way other than dealing with credible messengers to move individuals to do what is right. That is a piece that I do not believe that we've done an adequate job in, and that's really the same kind of credible messenger effort that we need to deal with several issues that are within the city.
So what is your take, Senator Taylor, on the Office of Violence Prevention as it relates to the crime situation epidemic that we are having in this city?
Yes, you are right. It is an epidemic. And I actually believe that the Office of Violence Prevention went through an entire process, had an opportunity to listen to people, really made an effort to try to consolidate all of those things that they heard to create a model that could work to move our city. I believe that that investment was a lot, and we should use that work. I believe that that blueprint is where we start in order to be able to address the mental health challenges in this city that come from the trauma, to deal with the lead issues in this city that are directly correlated to the violence and the behavior that we see in people, that's in our water and in the paint. I believe that the Office of Violence Prevention, credible messengers that they use to help de-escalate and help the police, is a resource that we need to take advantage of. And I believe that we should create healing circles connected to the Office of Violence Prevention to help deal with the trauma and the anger that happens after so many of these homicides that then turn into retaliatory behavior and action.
You know, Senator Taylor, there's a push people in our community, who don't trust law enforcement. There's a new police chief in town. Should he be given a fair opportunity to move the department forward, or should, in your opinion, should he be shackled with the same kind of you know, vision that the prior chief had? Should he be given a fair chance to operate that department from his perspective?
I surely think he should be given a fair chance to be able to move the department. I will tell you, Earl, I already see him being different than the other. I see him being different than the other chiefs because he already has done a settlement with the ACLU to try to move us from what has historically been a stop and frisk policy that if you were to ask the Ruben Harpos of the world and other individuals who have been around, you know, longer than you and I, they will say that the rites of passage that happened for so many black men in this city was that they were stopped and frisked by the police. And my son experienced it taking a turkey to a neighbor on a day actually that MPD was giving food away. And the experience that he had scarred him. Those are the traumas that exist. I think that Chief Norman has approached his job differently than others. I will never forget when he came on and he did a plea to the community to help find that baby. And I tell you that he did it in a different way than any chief that I think that we have had. So, yes, he deserves an opportunity to move the department way that that can help to curb where we are and move us and transform us in a different direction. But I also believe that we have to be honest about the challenges that exist so that we will no longer be put in a situation where we just have millions of dollars, $30 million that we're spending on settlements because of police behavior that needs to change. They have hard jobs, but there has to be a balance. And I believe that Chief Norman is trying to find that, and he deserves an opportunity to lead.
All right, so we've got to go to a break. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, State Senator Lena Taylor, a candidate for the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Thank you.